Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Chester Makowski, M-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Makowski as described in my report of 7/21/20, period. He's now a 73-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 8/25/16. But he was stopped in his vehicle and was violently struck in the rear end by another. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his... He sustained her head concussion, eye problems, back problems, and balance problems, for which he went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Had further evaluation leading to diagnosis of concussion, common cervical herniated disc, for which he has undergone cervical spine fusion by Dr. Shaw in 2021. Period. He also had two back surgeries, one of which was necessitated by a bleed. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in 2021. Period. He admits to having a lumbar disc bulge problem in the 1970s, treated with physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. For the record supplied, Mr. Makowski had an updated MRI on 1/15/21 at the referral of Dr. Shaw to be inserted here. Period. He did see Dr. Shaw on 1/19/21 to review these results. Period. This was a post-op evaluation, and he was experiencing severe neck pain with low back pain getting better. Period. On 10/29/20, he underwent a left L3-4 laminotomy, comma foraminotomy, and discectomy. Period. His preoperative symptoms had resolved. Period. He now had pain located in the neck, associated with weakness and tingling and numbness in the left arm with weak grip. Period. His diagnoses were cervical radiculopathy and cervicalgia. Period. Dr. Shaw's review of the recent MRI was that showed accelerated worsening at C4-5 and C5-6 with increased neural compression when compared to the 2016 and 2017 cervical MRIs. But there has been no integral trauma since the 2016 injury to otherwise explain this accelerated worsening. Period. The consequence of the current MRI is related to the 2016 accident. Period. Dr. Shaw recommended C4-6 decompression and fusion surgery. Period. New paragraph. On 4/6/21, Dr. Hartwell, H-A-R-T-W-E-L-L, performed a neurosurgical consultation. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date. Period. He also related being involved in a motor vehicle collision in 1997, having no residual discomfort after physical therapy. Period. On 2/18, he had left hip arthroplasty. And on 10/19/20, underwent lumbar surgery, both unrelated to the 8/25/16 motor vehicle accident. Period. After performing a clinical exam and review of MRIs and extensive documentation, Dr. Hartwell concluded the 9/29/16 cervical MRI done approximately 4 weeks following the accident shows significant pre-existing cervical disc disease. Period. His diagnosis is a concussion, comma post-concussive symptoms, and cervical sprain causally related to that accident. Period. He read the report of Dr. Vici, V-I-C-C-I, and stated, quote, nothing in my training, comma experience, or continuing medical education allows me to agree with Dr. Vici's conclusion that Mr. Makowski's visual complaints and exophoria, E-X-O-P-H-O-R-I-A, are related to his subaxial cervical disc disease or can be improved by any treatment to his subaxial cervical spine. Third, I would attribute his current visual complaints to the head injury and concussion caused by the 8/25/16 motor vehicle accident. Period, end quote. There was no good support to pursue a multi-level cervical discectomy infusion, as the outcome of such surgery for symptoms of neck pain would be difficult to predict. Period, if surgery were to be considered, a C4-5 and C5-6 anterior cervical discectomy infusion could be considered, and the need for such treatment causally related to the 8/26 motor vehicle accident. His wife related undergoing cervical spine surgery by Dr. Vaccaro at Jefferson University, who was a highly respected and skilled orthopedic spinal surgeon. However, she recognized only increased pain and functional loss after her surgery. Therefore, Mr. Murkowski was reasonably reluctant to undergo any cervical spine surgery unless the chance of benefit was more predictable. Period. New paragraph. On 5/6/21, Dr. Hartwell wrote an addendum after reviewing additional documentation. Period. Relevant information will be inserted from that addendum as marked. Period. New paragraph on 7/28/21. Another neurosurgical exam was performed by Dr. De La Souda. Period. He noted Dr. Mitchell previously did not recommend surgery on the cervical spine, but he was placed in maximum medical improvement from pain specialist Dr. Rienzo, R-I-E-N-Z-O, on 3/3/17. Period. On 10/29/20, he underwent left L3-4 laminotomy, foraminotomy, discectomy by Dr. Shaw. He presented to the emergency room again on 11/2/20 with complaints of back pain and severe left leg pain. An MRI revealed a small epidural hematoma at the postoperative level, causing compression of the fecal sac. He underwent a redo L3-4 left-sided discectomy and L3 bilateral laminectomy and decompression and evacuation of epidural hematoma on 11/3/20 by Dr. Quershi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Period, then followed up with Dr. Shaw over the next many months. Period, on 6/10/21, Dr. Shaw performed two-level anterior cervical fusion at C4-5 and C5-6. Period, he reported this surgery significantly helping his pain, and he no longer had weakness in the left arm. But he had some minor discomfort in the neck, which is not significant, and he has mild back pain, which comes and goes. Period. He also obtained a history of microlumbar discectomy at L3-4 on 10/29/20 by Dr. Shaw. Microlumbar discectomy, left L3-4 and L3-4 laminectomy, and evacuation of epidural hematoma on 11/3/20 by Dr. Quershi. Period. Dr. De La Souda reviewed cervical spine MRIs, x-rays from 7/3/21, showing straightening of the normal lordotic curve typically seen in muscle spasm. Period. There was anterior cervical fixation plate and screws appear to be in proper position without loosening or instability. Period. He also reviewed the cervical MRI of 1/15/21, as well as earlier studies of 9/29/16 and 8/8/17. Period. He wrote the 2021 study revealed a new disc herniation at C4-5 that was not present on the 929-16 MRI. Paired, Dr. Della Soda concluded surgery on the cervical spine was medically necessary, but was unable to correlate the necessity for surgery to the motor vehicle accident 5 years prior. Paired, quote, there was no evidence of consistent symptomatology and treatment since the time of the MBA. Paired, end quote. He was unable to correlate the symptoms, comma, exam findings, and MRI findings with the motor vehicle accident of 8/25/16. Period. The most recent treatment on the neck was in the early part of 2017. Period. After a significant gap on 1/19/21, he presented to Dr. Shah with severe 10/10 neck pain and left upper extremity weakness. Period. Physical exam. Neurologic, normal through Romberg, and then the rest was, scratch that, normal through cranial nerves due through 12 were grossly intact. Created a positive Romberg maneuver and ataxia to tandem gait. Period. Extremities upper normal, lower normal, spine cervical, there was a right anterior transverse scar, consistent with his surgery there. Period, active flexion was 10 degrees, comma, extension 15 degrees, comma, rotation right 30 degrees and left 20 degrees, comma, with side bending right 20 degrees and left 15 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic inspection revealed a midline scar measuring 1/2 inch in length and approximately T6 that he attributed to an injury in the Army. Period. Rotation right was 25 degrees and left to 20 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Pretty good mild tenderness to palpation on the left at the mid-thoracic area in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Pretty changed positions fluidly. Period inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 1 3/4 inches in length. Period. There was also a right paramedian longitudinal scar measuring 1 3/4 inches in length. Period active flexion was 65 degrees, comma side bending right 15 degrees and left to 10 degrees, with extension and bilateral rotation accomplished fully without discomfort. Period the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 8/25/16, Chester Mikowski was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. His earlier course of treatment is summarized in my prior report to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph since evaluated here. Mr. Mikowski has had further treatment, including low back surgery on 10/29/20, followed by a redo surgery on 11/3/20. Period. He also had a cervical spine surgery on 6/10/21 by Dr. Shaw. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam found he had some balance issues with positive Romberg and ataxia to tandem gait. Period. He did relate he underwent the cervical spine surgery by Dr. Shaw through his private insurance. Period. There was healed surgical scarring both at the neck and lower back. Period of decreased range of motion in both regions as well. Period Sperling's maneuver was negative, and there were no neural tension signs in the lumbar spine. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and may have used a cane in the right hand. Period. New paragraph. At this point, he has 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Regardless of cause, period, there was also 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. End.